When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, and welcome back to the Inner Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I hope you're doing amazing. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to talk about bad habits. Today, we're going to talk about bad habits and how to stop them. I made a little question box on my broadcast channel, which is called Good Things, Good Energy, on my Carolina Lifestyle Instagram. And you guys sent in the most amazing podcast topics. So thank you so much to all of you who submitted your ideas. You can always go to my broadcast channel and input suggestions in that question box. If you are listening now and you have any suggestions, I appreciate you guys. And it just is cool because I know I'm recording a podcast about something some of you guys want to listen to, and hopefully it'll resonate with a lot of you. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about bad habits, how to break them, how to stop them, how to create better habits for you, and little tips and tricks on how to do that. So let's get into it. I'll see you guys on the other side, and let's get growing, baby. Okay, let's talk about bad habits today, and we're just going to jump straight into it. The fact is, most people have bad habits, and while you might guilt or shame yourself for your bad habits, the first step is just acknowledging that you have that bad habit. Just getting real with yourself and being like, okay, you know what? I have started doing this thing and I've done it many times and now it's become a habit and it's not serving me. Maybe you're just constantly picking up your phone and it's really affecting your focus. Maybe you're comparing yourself a lot to other people. Maybe you're biting your nails. Like, it doesn't really matter what the quote-unquote bad habit is. The most important thing is just acknowledging that you have that habit and that you want to change it, that you want to create a new habit that maybe works better for you and is a better coping mechanism. We're going to refer back to some of the things I have learned from James Clear today. James Clear is just so awesome. He's the author of Atomic Habits. If you guys don't know who he is, definitely go check out his book. It's a bestseller. It's so good. I read it in 2020, and I think I actually reread it later. I just don't think I reread the whole thing. But you can honestly go on YouTube and just find like a summary of all the takeaways from the book, and there's just so much value. And I would recommend reading it because it's actually very, very good. And a lot of the things I learned from that book have stuck with me. And he talks basically in that book about how to break bad habits and create better ones. So I'm going to refer to some of his teachings on today's episode and just kind of share them with you guys in a Spark Notes version. So if you don't want to go and read the book, you can just listen to this episode and hopefully it will give you some tangible things to chew on and to think about. So the first thing that we have to acknowledge is the fact that most bad habits happen because of two reasons. One, boredom. Two, stress. So instead of thinking you have to completely eliminate this habit, which is technically a coping mechanism with one of those two things, it's better for you to think about how to replace that habit with something a little bit more healthy for you, a little bit better for you, right? So let's say you have been getting into the habit of watching Netflix when you are bored. There's nothing wrong with watching Netflix. We're just using it as an example here because maybe you want to do other things with your time instead of watching Netflix at every sign of boredom, right? So it's just about realizing, okay, you know what? The reason I keep watching so much Netflix is because I am bored. And so what do I want to do instead? Like, how do I want to use my time instead? And then come up with a new habit to replace that coping mechanism. Maybe when you're bored, you can like pick up a little coloring book and let your inner child out. Maybe you can go for a workout. Maybe you can call a friend. Maybe you can listen to a podcast. Maybe you can read a book. There's a bunch of other things you can do. And maybe just making a little list and just being like, okay, what are activities I would rather do that I think would push me forward or help me grow a little bit more than the habit I currently have? And same thing applies for stress, right? A lot of us create coping mechanisms to deal with stress. And it's important to have compassion with yourself and just realize that you just came up with a coping mechanism and you can change that coping mechanism, right? For me, a lot of the times when I'm really stressed out, I scroll a lot on my phone and I push off the tasks that I need to do or the things that's stressing me out. And that's just something that I sometimes do. And so in knowing that about myself, I am able to acknowledge that when I'm starting to get stressed out, maybe having my phone right next to me isn't the best idea, right? And so I can just put my phone somewhere else and maybe go for a walk, maybe take a shower, maybe write in my journal, do something more productive to deal with my stress, maybe vent to a friend or my therapist or Pedro or call my mom. So just realize that for most of your bad habits, most likely you have just come up with a coping mechanism for your stress or your boredom, and you can just instead replace that habit with something else instead of trying to completely eliminate that bad habit. Okay, so now let's talk about how to actually break your bad habits and some tangible tips on how to do that. The first thing is choose a substitute for the bad habit, right? So make a little list. Pull up your notes app, open up your journal to a fresh page, or take a piece of paper and just make two lists. One list of things to do when you're bored and one list for things to do when you're stressed out. And just make like a list of like 10 things for each or 5. And that's going to be your menu to pick from when you're feeling either one of those things. And then the second thing you're going to do is you're going to realize what are the things that trigger those bad habits? What are the triggers for your stress or for your boredom? And what are the moments maybe where you feel stressed or bored? And make a little list for that too. Like write out what are your usual triggers for the habit you're trying to break. By becoming aware of the triggers, you're like noting to your subconscious on what to pick up on when it happens. So that's just going to help you catch yourself when you fall to the trigger. And those are the first two baseline things that you're going to do. And another thing that can really, really help is making the bad habit really, really difficult to do or really challenging to do. And something that ties in with the trigger part is making the habit difficult to do, is getting in your own way, basically, so that you're not tempted to do that habit. And this applies to things like, let's say you're trying to stop smoking cigarettes. Don't buy the cigarettes, right? Or throw out your cigarettes. Get rid of them. Get rid of that stimulus. In the same way that if you're trying to create a positive habit, you need to do the opposite. You need to make it obvious. You need to make it easy to do. So, for example, if you want to go more to the gym, you can lay out your clothes. You can know which workout you're going to do tomorrow and just like make it easy for yourself. If you're trying to break a bad habit, you need to make it harder. So you need to eliminate those triggers or eliminate the things that enable that habit to take place, right? So, for example, if you have a really hard time focusing because you're constantly checking Instagram or you're constantly scrolling and texting, put your phone in a different room. If you're trying to not scroll before bed, charge your phone in the living room instead of in your bedside table. It's just like micro shifts that make the habit very difficult to be done. But to do that, it requires commitment. It requires you being like, okay, you know what? I am done with this habit. I really want to change, and taking an action to make that change easier for you. A couple other things that James Clear recommends is surrounding yourself with the people who live the way you want to live. A lot of the times we surround ourselves with people who enable bad habits, who maybe have the same bad habits. And if you are constantly hanging out with those people, you're constantly going to be getting that trigger point. You're constantly going to make that habit easier for you. And so it's important to realize, who do you want to be? Like, who is the best version of you? And what habits is that person free from? And therefore, surround yourself with people who have the habits that you want to have, who are more similar to the version of you that you want to be. And in surrounding yourself with those kinds of people, you're setting yourself up to succeed. And then the last thing that is really important to remember and to just keep in mind when you're trying to break a bad habit and create better ones is you're going to mess up. Like, it's not going to happen overnight that, on one day you have the bad habit and then the next day you're completely free from that habit and you never do it and you just became this new version of you that never does it. It's like, that's not realistic. It's gonna take some time. It's gonna take repetition, consistency, and practice for you to completely break free from that habit, which is why it's important for you to get really clear on why it's important for you to get free of that habit and be intentional. But just realize that you are human and failure probably is going to happen in the process. And that's totally okay. Like, welcome to the club, buddy. Like, that happens to all of us when we're trying to break a bad habit. And just be compassionate and realize that you cannot fall to perfectionism. And I say this so much in the podcast because I just need to nail it into your mindset that perfectionism is not what's going to get you out of this situation. Because if you're trying to be perfect and then you're beating yourself up about doing that bad habit again, that negative self-talk is so toxic and it's not going to be what's going to motivate you. You have to have compassion and you have to realize that even if you messed up one day, you still have the opportunity to show up tomorrow. You still have the opportunity to take a new action next time. And little by little, you will become better at this. You will be able to be free from the habit you don't want to have. And all it requires is just your ability to show up again, to embrace the failure as a human experience and choose yourself again and push past that bad habit one more time. And you can do it. It's possible. And I'm cheering you on. I hope that this helped. I hope that this gave you some useful tips on how to break your bad habits. If it did, definitely let me know in the comments. You can shoot me a DM or answer the comment section on YouTube and subscribe to be in the loop of future episodes. And if you also have any requests or suggestions for episodes, you can drop them in the comments or you can add them to my broadcast channel on Instagram. I love you all so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to water yourself. Don't forget that it's okay to be human, to be imperfect, and you're unique in your own way, and that makes you enough. So have a beautiful day. I'll see you guys next week, and bye for now.